Hello, one and all. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio as we continue on in our 23rd year of broadcasting, presenting Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 895. Predicated on authenticity and a genreless approach, our guests this week seamlessly traverse across a multi-genre musical landscape. The foursome not only pulls inspiration from their fellow Eastern Kentuckians, whom are credited with birthing the country and bluegrass scenes, but they're also well-versed in the gritty Southern rock sounds we always love here on Red Barn Radio. We welcome Dalton Kaiser and the Downwind.
We'll be right back. thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Well, we got ourselves a night here. We got Dalton Kaiser and the Downwind. Dalton and the Downwind truly march to their own drum. They've got great clubhouse chemistry and a collective commitment to reckless authenticity, which I would say makes a fine recipe for success. The Downwind is John Osborne on guitar, Tristan Stewart on bass, Ryan Witt on drums, and commandeering this troupe, Mr. Dalton Kaiser. Dalton Kaiser and the Downwind.
On truck, just stand with a spinnery bottle ups. Clutch gets stuck in them old shifts. On rundown mountains, I can't fit. And I drive by on people laugh, but it ain't no joke, cause I'm hauling ass. Black smoke rolls, cause I'm using off road diesel fuel from the Sunoco. Oh, let her fly.
Guest this evening on Red Barn Radio is Dalton Kaiser and the Downwind. Dalton, good to have you here. You're here from Olive Hill, Kentucky, is sort of what you consider your home base. What's it mean for you to be from the same town that Tom T. Hall comes from?
It means a lot, really. I didn't really know who Tom T. Hall was growing up until I got older, and I was like, wow, this guy was incredible songwriter and a part of, you know, a generation of songwriters and country musicians that were just amazing. And he was, to me, one of the tops of that. And it's kind of funny, the older I got, they'd talk about Tom and just, you know, stuff. And my nanny, my great-grandmother, actually knew Tom, was kind of friends with him. She ran the local diner, so she had a lot of run-ins with Tom back in the, I guess, probably the 70s.
Yeah, he strikes me as the guy who probably enjoyed a diner.
Yeah, he enjoyed a diner and
the whole social scene of
the
it.
Social,
you know,
he enjoyed the social scene from what I've been told.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific.
Well, I don't blame you or your kinder, all my constant worldly sin, honey, they sure blame me. For
question, lines I crawl. But Lord, I run this from so high for so long, no one's pulled my card and tell you, honey, you've done the end. And I never thought I'd sit there and be broke down, crying in the pouring rain, begging for hope, praying for change. It's been a hard time getting over you. It don't matter what I say and what I do. It's a long road up ahead, and I drift a mile without you. It's getting hard getting over you.
What was your family doing in that town?
My dad used to work away from home, and when I was probably 10 or 11, he come back and started like a telecommunications business, so we climbed a lot of telephone poles and stuff. Growing up, I was always flagging traffic or working or something, but I've had a great family, and they're all supportive. My sister's right over there. She's my manager. I couldn't ask for a better family or support system. They support me all the way through, but it was a lot of fishing, hunting, and playing ball, pretty much. Just
when you say ball and Appalachian, I don't want to say baseball. I want to say football. You're talking.
Well, actually,
or basketball.
I played everything but football.
You always been tall?
I actually was like 5'5" until I was probably 16, 17.
What?
And then I just grew. But that's the only thing I ever prayed for. The only thing I ever asked God, I was like, please just make me tall because I want to play basketball. Now I regret it. I wish I would have got something else, money or something.
Did you go through high school in Olivetville?
Yeah, I went to West Carter, the Comets. It was fun. You know, I didn't really play music until way later on. 2020, 2019 is when I started kind of learning guitar. So high school was just, you know, kind of running around, getting into stuff I probably shouldn't have, playing some sports and going to the lake, jumping off cliffs and four-wheelers and hunting and fishing. Well, there wasn't much about school in that, was it?
That's
I wasn't
right.
Too bad of a student.
Forsaken for you, wasting my time. Wherever you come from, hope you make it back in time. See at sunset, and I hope it's red. Cause even though you're done, man, I hope the water's calm ahead.
nothing but the best. It's gonna be great in the morning. Savings tank warning cut. Red skies ahead. It's gonna be red. Mom's poor old shit, standing at the bow, waiting on the waves to overtake me now. And I might just wish you could say I loved you one more time before I wash away. Can you hear my call? Like a lighthouse glow, breaking through the fog. Can you guide me home? Lean to your arms. It's getting too late. It's about to break dawn.
Can you trace back anybody at your school, teachers, who had a big impact on you?
Definitely had a few really fun teachers and stuff. Mr. Brown was really cool. He was our history teacher, and he was a really good guy. He was a little bit lenient, but he was always make us, you know, want to strive for better and do good. Miss Burton, I like Miss Burton a lot. She was my math teacher. She really helped me out, but also kind of pushed me to do better because I never was great at math. But I tried my best. I love listening to older people. I don't know. I've always been like that. Anybody older than me, I don't care how old, I just would love to sit down and just listen to them. Because there's so much wisdom and knowledge you can learn. I mean, like my grandparents or just people I've worked with. And it's just a wealth of knowledge that, you know, when you're young, real young, you're like, oh, whatever, you know, they don't know anything. But as you get older, you're like, I wish I'd have listened more. So I really try to take everything in I can, especially now, because, you know, when those older people are gone.
I'm kind of no good, certainly understood all this shit I've done. Living on the back beat. Cigarettes, hey, whiskey, I
time that I let go of this world. Hey, I really thought you gave. Hey, don't you know I straightened up you long? Star Wheels on those damn buildings. On fire, watch it burn and pocket that lighter. Cause we both know that we don't back in. See, I'll still do it again.
I've always kind of just liked to write. I always wrote a little bit, just poetry and writing in general. I just kind of picked up the guitar so I could write a song. John's helped me a lot. My buddy Trevor helped me, but I kind of just wrote down a bunch of chords on a piece of paper and went to going just so I could write a tune. And the songwriting, I don't really ever sit down and think of something to write. I just let it come to me. I don't force it. If I'm in a mood, I'll just sit down and pick it up, and normally something will just come out of it.
Do you tend to write tunes that are sort of thematic?
It seems like I'll start writing a tune and not really know where it's going. And then as the tune progresses, I'll realize, okay, this tune needs to be about this or that. But I don't ever really have a set idea or anything. But I'll write like a bluegrass tune, then a country tune, then a rock tune. It's never anything close or folk. So I'm just kind of all over the place, which I think's the best, to not have a set thing you're trying to do. Just do whatever comes to you and feels good and makes you happy. Ultimately, that's what I want to do.
Your voice goes in one and out the other. Not sure if we're all speaking turns or not. We took turns of speeding. We were leaving this place. Never got as far as we thought. Cause if thoughts were facts, well, I'd be too far gone. And you'd be waiting patiently on me to get back home. If this cold's diamonds, I reckon these years would be L.A. Damn sure like the money, but the tobacco needs rain. I'm casting stones at a wishing well, quick to blame but slow to tell the truth. Not sure if I should blame me or blame you. And I've learned the less you talk, the more you speak. Your words don't mean a thing unless your actions are behind me. And if my thoughts were facts, well, I'd be too far gone. And you'd be waiting patiently on me to get back home. If this cold's diamonds, I reckon these years would be L.A. Damn sure like the money, but the tobacco needs the rain. Needs the rain from them thunderclouds. Let the lightning light the way for us so bodies won't break down. And it's land, something most of y'all ain't saying. Pray for Appalachia and pray the back is green.
tell us about how you sort of landed where you are musically.
Well, I just had a bunch of songs, and me and John kind of went to school together and knew each other a little bit. We'd always talk, and we never could get together. And I was like, so you play, you know, lead guitar, rhythm guitar, you know, what do you play? And he'd always just be modest. He'd be like, oh, I just play a little bit.
Well, noodle around a
finally,
little bit.
We'd go over there, and I'm like, can you play Freebird? And he's playing the piano and the bass and the drums and all kinds of instruments. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me this? So that kind of started it all. And then, like, I know a real good bass player, but he lives in Arizona. And then Tristan the next week calls John. He's like, hey, I moved back home.
So you were the guy who was out in Arizona, Tristan. Yeah, yeah. All right. That's fun.
And then Ryan, he just kind of come along in the end. That's pretty much it. We've been playing for about 2 years. Me and John played a lot of acoustic stuff early on. Had a lot of fun.
I made to Mississippi with none of my name. They pumped your air, man, it ain't hard for shame.
More Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.